Tom affected laugh. Tom made a mistake. This sentence is in the past tense, indicating that the action happened already. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, referring to a person named Tom. Ah. This is a definite article, meaning a or an in English. It's used before the noun. Gaff. Fair. This is the past participle of the verb. Fair. Which means to do or to make. In this case, it's conjugated in the past tense, third person singular, to agree with the subject. Tom. This is the indefinite article meaning a or an, used to introduce the noun. Gaff. Gaff. This noun means mistake or blunder. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Fair. Agrees with the subject. Tom. In number and person. Past tense conjugation. The verb. Fair. Is conjugated in the past tense. Articles. The articles. A. And. Un. Are used before the noun. Gaff. Tom aide. Tom helped. This sentence is in the past tense. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, and it is a proper noun. Ah. Is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb. Avoir. Which means, to have. In this case, it is used in the past tense, specifically the passé composé, a compound past tense, to form the verb phrase. Aider. Is the past participle of the verb. Aider. Which means, to help. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object, but in this case, the object is implied. So the past participle remains in the masculine singular form. The entire verb phrase aider means helped. Tom aida. Tom helped. This is a simple sentence in the past tense. Tom is the subject of the sentence, the person who performed the action. Aida. Is the past tense of the verb. Aider. To help. In this case, it is the past tense of the verb, to help, conjugated for the third person singular. In English, we would say, helped. Tom m'a frappé. Tom hit me. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. The verb frapper means to hit or strike. The pronoun me is the object of the verb and signifies that Tom hit the speaker. Tom est mauvais. Tom is bad. This is a simple sentence in the present tense using the verb être. Être. To be. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Est. Is the third person singular conjugation of être. Être. In the present tense. Mauvais. Mauvais. Is an adjective meaning bad. The sentence structure is straightforward, subject verb adjective. Tom est marrant. Tom is funny. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the adjective marrant, which means funny in English. Marrant is a common adjective in French and it is used to describe someone or something that is amusing, entertaining, or makes you laugh. Tom est chaud. Tom is hot. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the être Verb to describe Tom's state. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and Shaw is the adjective describing him. Tom est fou. Tom is crazy. This sentence is very simple. Tom is the subject, and est is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the third person singular. Fou is an adjective meaning crazy. This sentence uses the basic structure of a French sentence. Subject plus verb plus complement. Tom est nouveau. Tom is new. This sentence is very simple. Tom is the subject, and is a masculine noun. Est is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense, which agrees with the subject Tom. Nouveau is an adjective meaning new. Since the subject is masculine, the adjective also takes the masculine form. Tom est triste. Tom is sad. This sentence is very simple, it is in the present tense. Tom is the subject, and is a masculine noun. Is the verb, to be, in the present tense, third person singular. Triste is an adjective that describes the subject, Tom. It is an adjective that describes a feeling, and is invariable. Sorte. Go out. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. Sorte is the second person plural form of the verb. Sortir. To go out. Tom est mouillé. Tom is wet. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated as est. To agree with the masculine singular subject. Tom. Mouillé is the past participle of the verb mouillé. To wet, and functions as an adjective in this sentence, describing the state of Tom. Tom sauta. Tom jumps. This sentence is in the present tense, and the subject is Tom. The verb sauter is conjugated in the third person singular present tense, which is saut. Tom a regardé. Tom looked. This sentence is in the past tense. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it is a proper noun. A is a contraction of the preposition a and the definite article le. It translates to, at, or, to, in this sentence. Regarder is the past participle of the verb regarder, which means to look. A regarder is a conjugated verb phrase that indicates the action has been completed. Tom regarda. Tom looked. This sentence is in the past tense. The verb regarder means to look. The past tense of the verb regarder is regarda. For the singular form of the verb, Tom. Tom gémissait. Tom was groaning. The sentence is in the simple past tense, and describes a single action that occurred in the past. Tom is the subject of the sentence, the person performing the action. Gémissait is the verb, conjugated in the imperfect tense. This is the past tense used for actions that were happening in the past. In English, this is usually translated with was or were and the ing form of the verb. Gémissait means to drone. Tom or charlatan. Tom nodded his head. The verb or share means to nod and is conjugated in the past tense. Or sha. To agree with the subject. Tom. Which is a masculine singular noun. The noun. Tet. Means head and is the direct object of the verb. Or share. The sentence is a simple statement in the past tense. Tom obey. Tom obeys. This sentence is very simple. It is in the present tense, and uses the third person singular conjugation of the verb. Obeir. Which means, to obey. So it is using the conjugation, obeit, which means, he slash she slash it obeys. Toma obei. Tom obeyed. This sentence is simple, and straightforward. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, the person who performed the action. Ah. Is the contracted form of the preposition. Ah. To, and the definite article. Le. The. It is used with the verb. Obeir. To obey, to indicate the object of the obedience. Obeir. Is the past participle of the verb. Obeir. In this context, it is used as the verb in the sentence. It indicates a completed action. Therefore, the sentence, Tom obey, means that Tom has obeyed, or Tom obeyed. Tom se reposait. Tom was resting. The sentence uses the imparfait tense of the verb se reposer, which means to rest oneself. The imparfait is used to describe ongoing actions in the past. In this case, the sentence indicates that Tom was in the process of resting, and we can infer that he was doing so for a period of time. Tom se reposa. Tom rested. This sentence is in the passé simple tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. Se reposa is the third person singular form of the reflexive verb. Se reposer. To rest oneself. The reflexive pronoun. Se refers to Tom. Décamper. Get out of here. Slash leave. Slash cram. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command. Décamper. Is the second person plural imperative form of the verb. Décamper. Meaning to leave, to decamp, or to get out of here. It is addressed to a group of people. Tom l'a vu. Tom saw him. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is the most common past tense in French. Tom is the subject of the sentence. L is the direct object pronoun, which stands for le. Him. A is the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have, in the passé composé tense. Conjugated in the third person singular. Vous is the past participle of the verb. Voir. To see. In the passé composé tense, the auxiliary verb is conjugated in the same tense as the subject, and the past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object, if there is one. In this case, the direct object is le. He, so the past participle, vous, is in the masculine singular form. Tom la voyait. Tom saw her. This sentence uses the imparfait tense of the verb voir. To see, the imparfait is used to describe ongoing actions or states in the past, or to set the scene. In this case, the affair is used to show that Tom was continuously seeing her. The subject of the sentence is Tom, and the object is la, which is a contraction of la plus l. She Tom le voyait. Tom was seeing him. This sentence uses the parfait tense, which is used to describe ongoing actions in the past. Here's a breakdown. Tom, the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Le, the direct object pronoun, meaning him. Voyait, the verb, to see, in the parfait tense, conjugated for the third person singular. Tom m'a vu. Tom saw me. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb avoir is conjugated in the third person singular. A, to agree with the subject. Tom, the past participle of the verb voir, to see, is vu. The pronoun me is the object of the verb, meaning it is the person being acted upon. Tom nous a vu. Tom saw us. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the passé composé, a common way to express past actions in French. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun. Nous is the direct object pronoun, meaning us. A is the auxiliary verb avoir in the past participle form. It combines with the past participle of the main verb to form the passé composé. Vu is the past participle of the verb voir, to see. The sentence is structured as subject plus auxiliary verb plus past participle plus direct object pronoun. Tom nous voyait. Tom was seeing us. This sentence is in the imperfect tense, which describes an ongoing action in the past. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and is in the nominative case. Nous is the object of the verb, and is in the accusative case. This means that us is the recipient of the action of seeing. Voyait is the verb voir, to see, conjugated in the imperfect tense, third person singular. This means that the verb describes an action that was happening in the past. Therefore, the sentence Tom nous voyait translates to Tom was seeing us, or Tom saw us, and continued to see us. Tom soupira. Tom sighed. This sentence is very simple, as it only consists of the subject Tom and the verb soupira. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it is the person who is sighing. Soupira is the verb, meaning sighed. It is in the past tense, indicating that the action of sighing has already happened. The sentence structure is straightforward, and follows the basic subject-verb pattern, typical of French sentences. Tom sourit. Tom smiles. The sentence is quite simple. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Sour it is the verb, in the third person singular form of the present tense of the verb.
Sourire.
To smile. So, the sentence simply states that Tom is smiling.
Tom ouf.
Tom snores. This sentence is simple in French and English.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun.
Ouf
is the verb in the third person singular, present tense. It means, to snore.
Tom sanglotait.
Tom was sobbing. The sentence is simple and uses the imperfect tense of the verb.
Sanglotait.
To sob.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence and
sanglotait
is the verb in the imperfect tense, which describes a past action that was ongoing or repeated.
Make up.
Leave. This is a command using the imperative mood. Make up is the imperative form of the verb.
Make up a.
Which means, to leave, or, to decamp. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or instructions. The imperative form of verbs in French is usually the same as the infinitive form, but it can sometimes have a different ending.
Tom est resté.
Tom stayed. The sentence uses the verb
rester,
which means to stay. The past participle of
rester
is
rester,
and it is used in the past tense with the auxiliary verb
être,
which is implied. The implied subject is Tom, which means that the verb
rester
is conjugated in the third person singular.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence.
Tom pue.
Tom stinks. This sentence is very simple. Tom is the subject, a proper noun referring to a male person. Pue is the verb, conjugated in the present tense, third person singular. Pue literally means
pue,
which translates to stink in English. The sentence is constructed in the basic subject-verb pattern, typical of many languages, including French.
Tom a parlé.
Tom spoke. This is a simple declarative sentence in the past tense.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun.
A
is the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, in the past tense, third person singular.
Parler
is the past participle of the verb, parler, to speak. The past participle,
parler,
agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Tom,
which is masculine singular. This is an example of the accord du participe passé, agreement of the past participle.
Tom parlait.
Tom was speaking. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Parlait is the past imperfect tense of the verb
parler.
To speak. The imperfect tense is used to describe an action that was ongoing in the past. Key concepts. Past imperfect tense subject-verb agreement.
Tom a fait la grimace.
Tom made a grimace. The sentence is in the past tense and uses the past participle of the verb faire.
Faire.
Which is fate. The object of the verb is la grimace.
La grimace.
Grimace is a noun that refers to a facial expression of displeasure or disgust. The definite article
la
is used because the speaker is referring to a specific grimace that Tom made.
Tom a grimacé.
Tom grimaced. This sentence is very simple. It is a declarative sentence in the past tense.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence. It is a proper noun, so it is capitalized. It is the person who performed the action of grimacing.
Ah.
Is the auxiliary verb in the past tense of the verb.
Grimacer.
Which means, to grimace. It is a regular verb, so the past tense is formed by adding
the accent aigu
to the stem. In this case,
the accent aigu
is attached to the end of the auxiliary verb.
Grimacer
is the past participle of the verb.
Grimacer.
It describes the action that Tom performed. So, the sentence means that Tom made a grimace.
Tom grimaça.
Tom grimaced. This sentence is very simple.
Grimacé
means to grimace, and is a verb in the infinitive form.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun. The verb is conjugated in the past tense, indicating that the action occurred in the past.
Tom a fait une grimace.
Tom made a grimace. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the past tense.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a person.
A
is the indefinite article, meaning, one.
Faire
is the past participle of the verb.
Faire
meaning, to do, or, to make.
Une
is the definite article, meaning, a, or, one.
Grimace
is a noun meaning, grimace. The sentence is structured as, subject plus verb plus object.
Tom bâilla.
Tom yawned. The verb
bâiller
means to yawn. It is a regular verb in the third person singular present tense. This means it is describing a singular action that is happening now.
Tom cria.
Tom is crying. This sentence is in the present tense, meaning it is happening now.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, and
cria
is the verb.
Cria
is the third person singular form of the verb
crier,
which means to cry. We can see that the subject and verb agree in number and person.
Tom
is singular and
cria
is the singular form of the verb.
Saw.
Leave. This is a simple imperative verb.
Sortir.
Meaning, to leave, or, to go out. The imperative form is used to give a command. In this case, it's the second person singular form, meaning, you, informal.
Tom hurlait.
Tom was yelling. This sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb
hurler,
which means to yell, shout, or howl. The imperfect tense is used to describe ongoing actions or states in the past, or to describe repeated actions in the past. In this case, it's an ongoing action.
Tom hurla.
Tom shouted. This sentence is very simple. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Hurler is the verb, the action being performed. It is the third person singular form of the verb.
Hurler.
Which means, to shout, in English.
Tom va pleurer.
Tom is going to cry.
Va
is a conjugation of the verb.
Aller.
To go, in the present tense, third person singular, meaning, he slash she slash it goes slash is going.
Pleurer
is the infinitive verb, to cry. The sentence demonstrates the future tense in French, which is formed by using the present tense of the verb.
Alle. Followed by the infinitive of the main verb. Tom paiera. Tom will pay. This sentence is in the future tense. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and paiera is the verb conjugated in the future tense. Paiera is the third person singular form of the future tense of the verb. Payer. To pay. Tom a affaire. Tom has things to do. This sentence uses the verb avoir, meaning to have in the present tense, conjugated for the third person singular. A. Followed by the infinitive. Faire. Meaning to do. The expression affaire literally means to do and is used to express the idea of having tasks or obligations. Tom est mort. Tom is dead. The sentence uses the simple present tense of the verb être. Être. To be, in the third person singular form, est. Est. And the past participle of the verb mourir. Mourir. To die, which is mort. Mort. The past participle, mort. Mort. Is used here to express the state of being dead, not an action. The noun, Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus complement. Tom est sourd. Tom is deaf. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Est is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the third person singular. Sourd is an adjective meaning deaf. The sentence is in the simple present tense, indicating a state of being. Tom est mort. Tom is dead. This sentence is very simple. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it is a proper noun. Est is the third person singular form of the verb. Être. To be. It is in the present tense. Mort is an adjective meaning dead. It is an adjective, because it describes the subject Tom. This is a straightforward example of a simple sentence structure in French. Tom est rapide. Tom is fast. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the être verb, to be, in its present tense form, est. Rapide is an adjective that means fast. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence, stating a fact about Tom. Tom est libre. Tom is free. This sentence is very simple. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Est is the third person singular form of the verb être. Être. Meaning, to be. It's in the present tense. Libre. Libre. Is an adjective meaning free. This sentence uses the basic subject-verb adjective structure common in French. Sortez. This sentence means get out. This is a direct imperative command. Sortez is the vous form of the verb sortir. To go out in the imperative mood. Since this is an imperative command, it is understood that the person being addressed is vous. You plural, or formal singular, you. Tom est disponible. Tom is available. This sentence is very simple. Tom is the subject, a proper noun. Est is the verb. To be, in the third person singular form of the present tense. Disponible is an adjective meaning available. Tom écoute. Tom is happy. Here we have a simple sentence with a subject. Tom. And a verb. Which is the third person singular form of the verb. Et. To be. Kuta. Is an adjective modifying. Tom. Tom est heureux. Tom is happy. This sentence is very simple. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, meaning the person who is performing the action. Is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the third person singular, which is used with singular subjects like Tom. Is the adjective describing the state of Tom. Meaning happy. Tom est joyeux. Tom is happy. This sentence is very simple. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it is a masculine noun. Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Et. To be. Joyeux. Is an adjective that describes Tom, and means happy. Tom est parti. Tom has left. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, referring to a male person named Tom. Is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be. Parti is the past participle of the verb partir, to leave. The combination of and parti forms the passé composé, past perfect tense. This tense is used to express an action that occurred in the past, and is now finished. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Agrees in number, and person with the subject. Tom. Third person singular. Past perfect tense. The passé composé is formed using the auxiliary verb être, to be, and the past participle of the main verb. Tom est là. Tom is there. Breakdown. Tom. This is the proper noun. Tom. Which is the subject of the sentence. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. To be. In this context, it means, is. La. This is an adverb that means, there. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the singular subject. Tom. Adverbs. La. Modifies the verb. Providing information about where Tom is. Tom est ici. Tom is here. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to the person named Tom. Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. To be. Ici. Is an adverb meaning, here. Tom est chez lui. Tom is at home. This sentence is very simple, and is in the present tense. Tom is the subject. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present indicative. It is conjugated to agree with the subject. Tom. Chez. Is a preposition meaning, at the house of, or, at the home of. Lui. Is the pronoun, him, or, he, but used as an object of the preposition. Chez. Meaning at his house. Tomé à la maison.
Tom is at home. Breakdown.
Tom.
This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun indicating the person we are talking about. This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense. It agrees with the subject, Tom, in number, and person. Ah. This is the preposition, at, indicating location. La. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form, modifying, maison. Maison. This is the noun, house, in the feminine singular form, indicating the place where Tom is located. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, est, agrees with the subject, Tom, in number, and person, making it, est, and not, Tom's, or, es. Prepositions. The preposition, a, is used to indicate location, and connects the subject, Tom, with the place, la maison. Definite articles. The definite article, la, is used before, maison, because it is a specific house, not any house.
Tom est blessé.
Tom is injured. The sentence, Tom est blessé, is in the present tense. Tom.
Tom.
Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Est. Is the third person singular form of the verb, être.
Être.
To be. Blessé.
Blessé.
Is the past participle of the verb, blesser.
Blessé.
To injure, and acts as an adjective in this sentence, describing Tom's state.
Dégage.
This means, get out. Or, scram. The word,
dégage,
is a verb in the imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or make requests. In this case, the imperative mood is used to give a forceful command to leave. It is a very direct, and sometimes rude way to tell someone to go away.
Tom est parti.
Tom has left. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. The
passé composé
is formed using the auxiliary verb
être
or
avoir,
followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of the verb
partir
is
parti.
The subject pronoun
Tom
is in the masculine singular form.
Tom parti.
Tom left. This sentence is in the
passé simple.
Simple past tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence.
Parti
is the verb.
Partir.
To leave, in the
passé simple.
Simple past tense, conjugated for the third person singular, he slash she slash it.
Tom est en sécurité.
Tom is safe. This sentence is very straightforward.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun indicating the person in question. Is the third person singular form of the verb.
Être.
To be, conjugated in the present tense.
Or
is a preposition meaning, in, or, at. In this context, it indicates a state of being.
Sécurité
is a noun meaning, safety. The sentence structure follows a simple subject-verb-object pattern, making it easy to understand.
Tom est faible.
Tom is weak. This sentence is very simple. It uses the subject
Tom
and the adjective fed to describe him.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, meaning he is the one performing the action, being weak.
Feeble
is an adjective, a word that describes a noun. In this case, it describes
Tom
and means weak. Since
Tom
is a masculine noun, the adjective feeble takes on the masculine form.
Tom Vabia.
Tom is doing well. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
ale
verb, which in this case means to be doing, instead of to go.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, and
va
is the conjugated verb, which is the third person singular form of
ale.
Yeah is an adverb that modifies the verb, meaning well.
Essayez de faire mieux.
Try to do better. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command or request.
Essayez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Essayez
to try. It is the second person plural form, meaning you, plural, or y'all.
De
is a preposition meaning of or to. Here, it indicates the object of the verb.
Essayer.
Faire is the infinitive form of the verb to do.
Mieux
is an adverb meaning better. So, the sentence translates literally as try to do better.
Essaye de faire mieux.
Try to do better. This sentence is an imperative verb in the second person singular form.
Essaye
is the imperative form of the verb.
Essayer,
meaning to try.
De
is a preposition meaning of or to in this context.
Faire
is the infinitive form of the verb to do.
Mieux
is an adverb meaning better. The literal translation would be try to do better. The more idiomatic translation would be try to do better.
Moutle.
This means climate.
Mout
is the imperative form of the verb
mouter,
which means to climb. It is in the second person singular, which means it is addressed to one person, you. Imperative verbs are used for giving commands or instructions.
Le
is the direct object pronoun for the masculine singular noun, it. It means it and indicates the thing being climbed. So,
mout le
literally means climb it. It is a very simple, direct command.
Moutez-le.
Take it up. This is a command in the imperative mood.
Moutez
comes from the verb
moutez,
which means to climb or to go up. Here, it is being used in the imperative form, which is used to give commands.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning it or him. In this case, it is likely referring to an object that is being instructed to be taken up. The phrase can be broken down literally as take it up. The command is being given in the second person plural form, meaning that it is being given to two or more people.
Disparaître.
This means disappear. The word
disparaître
is the imperative form of the verb
disparaître,
which means to disappear. The imperative is used to give a command or make a request. In this case, the command is very direct and forceful.
Augmente-le.
Increase it. This is an imperative verb. Augmort. Meaning increase, followed by the direct object pronoun. Le. Meaning it, and attached to the verb. Augmenter le. Increase it. This is a command in the imperative mood, telling someone to increase something. Breakdown. Augmenter is the verb. Augmenter. To increase, conjugated in the imperative mood, second person plural, you all. Le is the direct object pronoun, referring to a masculine singular noun that was previously mentioned. This sentence could be translated as, increase it, increase that, or increase him.
Virez à droite.
Turn right. The phrase,
virez,
is the imperative form of the verb,
virez.
To turn, in the second person plural. It is used as a command, or instruction, meaning, turn, or, you turn.
À droite
means, to the right. So the phrase,
virez à droite,
literally translates to, turn to the right, or more commonly, turn right.
Prenez à droite.
Take a right. This is a simple imperative sentence meaning, take a right.
Prenez
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take. It is conjugated in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
À droite
literally means, to the right.
À
is a preposition meaning, to, or, at. And
droite
means right.
Dévisse-le.
Unscrew it. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. It is using the second person singular form of the verb.
Dévisse.
Which means to unscrew and is conjugated in the negative imperative mood.
Le.
Is the direct object pronoun referring to the thing that should be unscrewed.
Dévisse-le.
Unscrew it. The verb.
Dévisse.
Means, to unscrew. It is conjugated in the imperative mood, second person singular, which means it is a command directed at, you, singular. The pronoun.
Le.
Refers to a masculine singular noun, indicating the object that needs to be unscrewed.
Attends une seconde.
Wait a second. The phrase is a simple imperative sentence. Attends is the
to
form of the verb.
Attends.
Meaning, to wait. Une second is the feminine singular form of the noun.
Seconde.
Meaning, second. In this context, it is a phrase used to tell someone to pause for a brief moment.
Attends un peu.
Wait a minute. The phrase,
attends
un peu, is a simple imperative sentence meaning, wait a minute.
Attends
is the second person singular present tense imperative form of the verb.
Attends.
To wait. Un peu is a common French phrase meaning, a little, or, a bit. It's a bit like saying, a little bit, in English. The sentence is informal, and can be used in many situations, where you want someone to wait a short amount of time.
Attends une seconde.
Wait a second. This phrase is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is giving a command. Attend is the imperative form of the verb attendre.
Attendre.
To wait. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. Une.
Une.
Is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a or one. Second.
Seconde.
Is the feminine singular noun meaning second. Therefore, The phrase is simply telling someone to wait for a second.
Attendez une seconde.
Wait a second. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, which is a command or request.
Attendez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Attendre.
To wait. It is used to command or request someone to wait.
Une seconde
means a second. The exclamation point indicates that the speaker is emphasizing their request to wait.
La guerre est mauvaise.
War is bad. The sentence is straightforward and features the following elements.
La
is the definite article, the, in feminine singular form.
Guerre
is the feminine noun, war.
Est
is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense.
Mauvaise
is the feminine adjective, bad. This sentence demonstrates the basic structure of French sentences. Subject, verb, object.
La guerre, c'est mal.
War is bad. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. It utilizes the
c'est
construction, a very common way to express it is, in French. Breakdown.
La.
The feminine singular definite article.
Guerre.
War, feminine noun.
C'est.
It is contraction of
ce.
This and
est
is
mal.
Bad, adjective, used as an adverb here. Key concepts. Definite articles. French uses definite articles.
Le.
La.
Le.
Before nouns to indicate a specific thing.
C'est.
Construction. This construction is used to say, it is, or, that is. It can be followed by a noun, adjective, or pronoun. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. In this case,
mal
modifies the verb implied by the phrase, say.
Regardez ça.
Look at that. This is a very simple sentence in French. It is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Regardez
is the verb, to look, in the imperative form, which means, look. It is in the second person plural form, meaning, you all, or, you, in a formal context.
Ça
is a pronoun that means, that, or, this. It is used to refer to something that has already been mentioned, or is visible in context. The entire phrase can be translated as, look at that, or, look at this. You could also translate it as, take a look at that, or, check that out.
Regarde ça.
Look at this. This is an informal command using the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez.
To look, followed by the pronoun.
Ça.
This.
Regarde.
Is the informal, singular form of the verb. This sentence is most commonly used among friends or family.
Numero dos.
We all die. This sentence uses the
nu.
We, subject pronoun, the
muo.
Die, verb conjugated in the present tense, and the
dos.
All, pronoun. The sentence is straightforward, stating that death is a universal experience for all of us. We are all dying. This sentence uses the
nu
form of the verb
mourir,
which is to die.
Mourir
is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an ongoing process. Tut is the feminine plural of to, meaning all. This is a powerful statement about the universality of death.
Numa tutus.
We all lie. Breakdown.
Nu
is the subject pronoun, we.
Matu
is the first person plural present tense form of the verb, mentir, which means, to lie.
Tus
is the masculine plural adjective, all. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense, meaning that it is a statement about a fact, or a general truth. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, mentens, is conjugated in the first person plural to agree with the subject, nous. Adjectives. The adjective, tus, is masculine plural to agree with the subject pronoun, nous. Present tense. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating a general truth, or an action happening now.
Nous sommes des hommes.
We are men. The sentence,
nous sommes des hommes,
is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Let's break it down.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, meaning, we.
Sommes
is the first person plural form of the verb, être, meaning, to be. It is conjugated in the present tense.
Des
is a contraction of the preposition, the, and the definite article, les, meaning, of the.
Hommes
is the masculine plural noun, men. Key concept. The word, des, is a good example of a contraction in French that is important to understand. It combines the preposition, the, with the definite article, les, to create a unique word with specific usage rules.